What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, April 2nd, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on that we need to be paying attention to. And as usual, we're going to do about an hour worth of news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines, and people are going to call in talking about what's going on in the world right now. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. It is, of course, Good Friday. This is Easter weekend. Sunday is Easter. It's also the end of Passover. And Claire is very, very busy right now getting ready for the Easter services at her church, which, you know, she's playing music, she's singing with one choir, she's conducting the bell choir, and sometimes I think she's overscheduled herself a little bit, but we'll just pour her full of coffee on Sunday morning and get her through one way or the other. Getting into the news here, Biden's transformative plan is redefining infrastructure to include caregiving. Now, he's been talking about this $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Now, to me, infrastructure is roads, rails, dams, things like that. But apparently Biden wants to include caregiving as part of the infrastructure that will be receiving some of the money from this new deal. And again, it's part of the Green New Deal, and it's looking more and more like very little of the money is actually going to go to improving things like waterways and again, airports and dams and things like that. We're still seeing a lot of Sturm und Drang about that Georgia voting law. Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola are starting to face a backlash from Republicans for opposing the Georgia voting law. Now, I'm sorry, but Delta is an airline company. Coca-Cola makes soft drinks. They're really, in my mind, not qualified to be commenting on election fraud or the absence thereof. And the talking point coming out of the Democrats is it's going to make voting, it's going to make it harder for people to vote. It's going to exclude certain people. Well, yeah, it's going to exclude the illegal immigrants who aren't supposed to vote. But Wednesday, 6 days after the law was passed, Delta and Coca-Cola stated their crystal clear opposition to all of it. And boy, it's amazing, you know, how many companies and how many people are very much on board with this stolen election liberal agenda. And you have to wonder just who or what organization, what three-letter agency has that much influence over the entire society to get these CEOs to do this? Because it's going to hurt their business. And we're already hearing about people talking about boycotts against Delta and boycotts against Coca-Cola. Now, Biden has encouraged Major League Baseball to pull out of Georgia in response to the state's new election security law. Now, what happened to all that unity he promised? Apparently, it is no longer operative. And again, it's interesting. I mean, you've got to show your driver's license just to get a fishing license. And Biden is still out there saying, no, you shouldn't show ID to vote. Well, how do you stop election fraud if they're not verifying that the voter is who he, she, or it says they are? And of course, that's the reality. Now, Biden went on the warpath against Georgia's new law, claiming that it's going to close the polls at 5 p.m., which means working class people will not be allowed to vote. In point of fact, Georgia's new law does not close the polls at 5 p.m. It's just something Biden made up to try and convince the American people that any kind of law or any kind of an effort to bring back honest elections is a bad thing. And I'm pretty sure the majority of Americans would disagree with that. Getting into other political machinations, if you will. Over at Blabber Buzz, they're reporting that the GOP is not forgetting about Hunter Biden and China. And these two Republican senators, Senators Chuck Grassley, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Ron Johnson, ranking member of the HSGAC Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, are urging the Department of Justice and the intelligence community for any records linked to foreign nationals with relations to the Chinese Communist Party who had business dealings with Hunter Biden. Now, we already know from what happened during the 2020 elections, the intelligence agencies are totally on the side of the politically corrupt because they're easy to control. They don't like the idea of honest, incorruptible politicians because the CIA's business is finding corruption and exploiting it. Getting into COVID-19, a lot of stuff going on there. Story out of Global Research is saying how these COVID-19 vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, are being likened to software updates for your body. And I'm sorry, I like my body's software exactly the way it is. And I really don't feel like having experimental rewrites of my operating system at this particular point. It's just, you know, and this article makes the claim that experimental gene therapies do not have the financial liability shielding from the government, but pandemic vaccines do. But as a matter of fact, the definition of vaccines has now been changed to include gene therapies. So they are now shielded by these laws that say you can't sue vaccine makers no matter how badly they screw up. Over in England, Chris Whitty, who's England's chief medical officer, has conceded that the COVID-19 lockdowns can't go on forever and won't eliminate the virus anyway. I mean, after all, it's like trying to stop mosquitoes with a chain link fence. And this is a view that might have helped before Britain's endured months of draconian restrictions. He said COVID is not going to go away. And society will have to manage it like the flu, which supports the theory that COVID-19 was just the seasonal flu rebranded to magnify the fear factor, get us all to buy masks, accept limits on our freedom of movement, and to accept these experimental, unproven vaccines that are being shoved into our arms. Okay. Chris Whitty is also saying that England will be vulnerable to the disease for another 2 years and says a vaccine-resistant variant will emerge, which I think probably means they're already working on one along with a new updated vaccine to sell you when that hits the market. Over in Los Angeles, parents are suing the Los Angeles Teachers Union and school district for holding children hostage to the political agenda with all of these ongoing closures. Now, remember the other day we talked about how the illegal immigrant children who are being brought into the United States are getting in-person teaching while the legal American citizen children are still having to do with remote learning from home. So these four Los Angeles families have filed a lawsuit against the teachers union and the second largest U.S. school district for failing their duty to serve the interest of children, depriving their children of in-person learning by keeping the schools closed. And I wish them a lot of luck. Some real mess out there. This article feels like bought and paid for public relations. It was published in the Daily Mail, and it's talking about the vaccine side effects, about how minor they are, and the reactions, and why you shouldn't really worry. And they're saying that you shouldn't be wary of the vaccine due to fears of side effects like fever or headaches. Or the arm, large rashes on the arm or going into anaphylaxis. They're just minor side effects, and you shouldn't be concerned about them. My theory, of course, is how about death? Should we be concerned if people are dying right after getting those shots? And I'm sure the sales staff over at the big pharma companies are going to say, nah, nah, they would have died anyway. I mean, just because they were in their 20s and the peak of health, yeah, something would have, they would have been hit by a truck the next day anyway. CNN medical analyst Dr. Liana Wen is urging the Biden administration to tie vaccinations to Americans' freedoms. This is another way of coercing people to get the vaccine, to say you will remain in your home, you'll remain under mask and lockdown until you get the vaccine. This is flat-out coercion to get around the restrictions under U.S. law and the Nuremberg Code. Now, here's an interesting little story. This is actually a YouTube video pointing out that down in Nicaragua, they never had required masks. They didn't have lockdowns. And yet the virus has simply gone away there, came and went, and hardly anybody got sick. So is it the masks making people sick? We talked the other day about how it's been discovered those blue disposable masks made in China contain graphene, which can damage your lungs the way asbestos does. Okay? So, anyway, getting to the international news, Biden is, according to this article in theAmericanConservative.com, he's got plans for Afghanistan that really amount to a train wreck. We know he's begging the Taliban to keep the troops in there another 6 months. And it's been a very long war, 20 years longer than the Mexican-American War, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, and the Korean War combined. Actually, that last one doesn't apply because technically the Korean War is still ongoing. The war in Afghanistan has cost some $2 trillion. More than 6,000 U.S. service members and contractors have died, along with roughly 1,100 allied soldiers. Small price to pay for that oil and gas pipeline right of way. Getting on to Ukraine, things are looking really bad there, and I have a very bad feeling about this upcoming weekend. Easter being a tremendously important symbolic target. And I noticed that the American corporate media is not talking about what's going on in Ukraine. That means that something big is coming that's meant to be a complete surprise, like 9/11 was. Now, we already pointed out that months before 9/11, the foreign press was already talking about how the U.S. was planning an invasion of Afghanistan. And all they needed was an excuse to go on in, and 9/11 gave them that. So we may be looking at something like that coming up, maybe tied. Okay, hang on a second. We lost our video feed. And let's see. We got successfully reconnected, and we're back there. Anyway, I'm looking at this article. This came out of Global Research. And it says, after months of preliminary talks, attempts at provocation, and political preparations, it would appear that the crisis in eastern Ukraine and Crimea is, in fact, coming to a head. The armed forces of Ukraine are increasing their grouping of troops in the Donetsk and Luhansk oblasts, as well as in the direction of Crimea. Now, remember the other day I said Crimea is going to be the red flag. If Ukraine goes into Crimea, the Russian republics will respond and will be off in a major, major war, the doorstep to World War III. Big mistake number three in the offing. Article coming on out of Breitbart, and we mentioned the other day that we're going to see a huge propaganda campaign that tries to put the blame for this all on Russia. It's all on Russia. The Russia's got a troop buildup on their side of the border. How dare they put troops on their own land? They're blaming Russia for the collapse of the Ukraine ceasefire, and the reason they're being able to do that is anybody who is firing a shot at the regular Ukrainian forces, they're being described as Russia-linked or Russia-controlled militia, with no evidence to support that whatsoever. story coming on out of Press TV. The U.S.-led attempts to start a new war in Donbass could destroy Ukraine. This is a warning being issued by Russia. And they're saying any attempt spearheaded by the West to start a new military conflict in Ukraine would culminate in the destruction of that nation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov raised the alarm on Thursday after Ukraine's commander-in-chief accused Moscow of building up forces near their shared border and claimed that pro-Russian separatists were systematically violating a ceasefire in the eastern Ukrainian region of the Donbass. There it is, pro-Russian separatists. That's the link where they can propagandize that this is all Russia's fault, Russia's bad guy. And you know, look back at all the other wars before we went into Syria, all this negative propaganda about how bad Syria was and how bad Assad was and all this other propaganda before 9/11. For months before 9/11, the corporate media was selling us the idea that Osama bin Laden was this horrible, horrible terrorist that we all needed to be afraid of. It wasn't news reporting. It was a sales pitch. And we're seeing it all over again. So the command of Ukraine's armed forces has reported 2 wounded in action. And again, they're saying it's Russian-controlled armed groups in the Donbass war zone. So Russia-controlled. Had to be. Obvious, because the people of Donbass would never take it upon themselves to defend against an incursion from Kiev, right? Just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Meanwhile, the United States Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has reassured Ukraine that Washington will not give up on Ukraine in case Russia escalates the aggression. Now, am I the only person who remembers that back in 2014, the U.S. started this mess by overthrowing the then-current government of Ukraine and installing a junta, which in turn triggers Crimea's secession and the Donbass attempt at secession. So they're getting ready for a major war, and I don't know, maybe they're doing it to make us all forget about last November's stolen election. So it could be that. Ukrainian President Zelensky says that the so-called muscle flexing in the format of military exercises and possible provocations is a traditional affair of the Russian Federation, which is trying to create an atmosphere of threat and pressure. All right. Now, there is a joint exercise with NATO that they're saying will help improve the situation in eastern Ukraine. This story is coming out of a Ukrainian news source and basically saying how lucky that NATO is already going to be in Ukraine when Russia, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, starts the coming war. Russia, in turn, has warned NATO against sending any troops into Ukraine as a frightening escalation. So the war of words is definitely, definitely building there. During a meeting with Defense Minister of Ukraine, Andriy Taran, and the leadership of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the defense attachés of the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom assured Ukraine of the support in defending its sovereignty and territorial integrity. And that last one is a buzz phrase that we have been hearing for some time regarding Crimea. And again, that to me is the red flag. If they go into Crimea, Russia will have no choice but to respond. All righty. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is condemning Russia's aggressive and provocative actions, again, forgetting the fact that back in 2014, it was the United States that overthrew Ukraine's government and inserted a puppet regime. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few minutes.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the situation in Ukraine. We're talking about a massive propaganda effort to make it look like this is all Russia's fault. And again, going back to Ukrainian news sources, they're reporting Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, is expressing concern about the latest escalation in Donbass. It's the largest in recent years, and he puts the blame on Russia for their direct involvement in aggravation. Now, remember, we reported earlier in the week that the chief of staff of the Ukrainian army went public and announced they're going into the Donbass. So we know who the aggressor really is at this point. And I think if it's just the Donbass, I don't think Russia's going to do anything about it. Like I said, the red line that can't be crossed is going into Crimea. And I think those who want a major war as a distraction from election fraud, political corruption, Hunter Biden's laptop, the economy, they're going to want that red line to be crossed. But it's all bad Russia, bad Russia, bad, 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 bad Russia. And we have been lied to so many times. It's ridiculous. Now, the European Union is accusing Russia of drafting conscripts from what they describe as occupied Crimea. and that this is a violation of international law. So again, there's another mention of Crimea, and I really do think it is in the offing, that this is more than just the Donbass. Story coming on out of Global Research. The Defender Europe, U.S. Army, arrives. Not everything in Europe is paralyzed by the anti-COVID lockdown. The mammoth annual exercise of the U.S. Army Defender Europe, which until June mobilized on European territory and beyond this, dozens of thousands of soldiers with thousands of tanks and other means has been set in motion. They're basically sending it in. Everybody's pre-positioning. Everybody knows what's coming on. Now, over in Italy, and again, this is another propaganda stunt, Italy is now expelling, or has expelled, some Russian diplomats claiming that they were guilty of an extremely serious NATO spy case. And the case reportedly involves an Italian Navy captain who was caught passing secret documents belonging to the NATO member state to a Russian military official last Tuesday, and alleging that he received money in return. Okay, Russia's foreign minister says his country will respond to any hostile actions from member states of the European Union in a manner similar to that of China. Sergei Lavrov made the remarks while speaking to reporters on Thursday, emphasizing that Russia's response to EU hostility will not necessarily be symmetrical. So that's a red warning. That is absolutely a red warning. Story that came out just before we went to airtime. This is from Patriot Rising. And they're reporting a British spy plane has been keeping an eye on the Russian war games being carried out in the Arctic. And they are confirming successful tests of the new Zircon missile. This hypersonic weapon can travel at 6,100 miles per hour. They conducted four live fire tests from Russia's Admiral Gorshkov frigate. So they're ready to put that into service as well. Let's see. Getting on to other countries, there is a story that came on out of Sputnik News talking about the idea of the Greater Israel, which comes from the vague description of the Jewish lands in the book of Genesis. And they talk about the lands allegedly spanned from the Brook of Egypt to the Euphrates, meaning the Nile. However, leaders in present-day Israel have not publicly committed to expanding the country's territory to these boundaries. However, Hezbollah leader Sayed Hassan Nasrallah is claiming that Israel and the U.S. are, in fact, seeking to expand the territory of Israel to the Nile on one side and to the Euphrates on the other. And I know a lot of you listening to this show are very religious, but I don't think foreign and war policy should be set from the Bible. Just call me a silly heretic on that one. Over in France, they're coming up on elections there, and it's looking like Marine Le Pen may defeat Emmanuel Macron in the next election, and that has the globalists really in a bit of a panic. So let's see, we're coming up on another commercial break. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy here. U.S. pending home sales declined 10.6% month over month in February and 2.7% year over year as the mortgage rates rise. Over at the Treasury Department, the overnight reverse repo facility surged to $104.7 billion as investors seek shelter from negative rates. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. And over at Investment Watch blog, they have a story on how the February money supply growth hit another all-time high. They are just creating the money out of thin air. It puts obviously downward pressure on the value of the dollar. It is hyperinflationary. They're trying as hard as they can to keep the American people thinking about what's going on with the money supply and what the long-term ramifications are. And maybe that's another reason to start a major war, to say, yes, the dollar is plunging in value, but it's all the fault of those Russians, and we've got to go to war. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the United States. It's all Russia's fault and China's fault, and we're going to give them what for. So give us more of your money and your children, and all will be well. another story from Investment Watch blog. They're talking about the massive tax increases that are coming to pay for Biden's infrastructure plans, which, as we reported earlier, now include caregiver facilities. In a Thursday interview on MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle Reports, Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg discussed President Joe Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan. And he made the comment out there saying, we're not asking for high taxes. We're asking for corporations and the wealthy to pay their fair share. And this is a dodge that they use all the time when they're saying, when they're raising taxes on anybody, that they have to pay their fair share. The poor have to pay their fair share. The middle class have to pay their fair share. We're all taxed way too much. That is what's strangling this country right now. Vast sums of money are being taken from American individuals, small businesses, large businesses, even the corporations. Huge amounts of money to be spent on war and Israel and not really spent here at home where we need to have it. And we're all taxed way too much, and that's what we need to be dealing with. We need to recognize we're dealing with a government that is not only illegitimate, but because they are formalizing, institutionalizing election fraud into the future, they have no reason to control spending anymore because we can't vote them out of office. They'll just create money and spend it like it's just going out of style, and that is the real problem that we all need to be looking at. All right, story coming on out of Sputnik News talking about Latin America's lithium triangle. As you know, lithium is used in rechargeable batteries, and they're saying that the lithium triangle may become a point of conflict for the United States and China, because China needs lithium, so does the United States. And these low-maintenance lithium-ion batteries are regarded as a key component of the green effort. According to the Financial Times, shares in the global lithium and battery ETF have mounted about 170% over the past year, while producers of lithium have raised over $2 billion from investors just in the last few months. It's the new golden metal, if you will. Microsoft has secretly launched a chip development center at its research and development facility in Israel, according to Haaretz. And the center is now gradually expanding its activity by recruiting new chip engineers for the project that was launched about a year and a half ago, although its existence is just now being revealed. Now, Microsoft's chips developed in Israel are mainly intended to speed up networking at its data centers, which operate the tech giant's cloud service Azure. And we're hearing about the shortage of chips all over the United States, car makers especially. And I keep saying, why don't we start some American domestic chip manufacturing facilities? And then I realized all the people who are experts at making chips have already been lured away to other countries by good pay, low taxes, comfortable lives. We certainly don't have the kind of people coming out of our school system right now who would understand that kind of engineering. So let's talk a little bit about immigration. There's a video that came on out from Project Veritas. There was a whistleblower, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection whistleblower, who took a video of a makeshift processing center under the Ansel Deuce International Bridge on the outskirts of McAllen, Texas. This is a border crossing with Mexico across the Rio Grande. And these child migrants are being held in dirt-floored, open-air pens underneath this bridge. It is just absolutely shameful. Now, again, these kids should not have been allowed into the United States to begin with. I'd really have to wonder about their parents who just let them go. But they're being shoved under bridges to keep them out of sight. Unfortunately, the Border Patrol whistleblower has ended that situation. Another story, this one coming out of Russia today. U.S. Border Patrol agents, with assistance from a special unit of the Texas Rangers, rescued a six-month-old baby who was thrown into the Rio Grande River by the human traffickers paid to smuggle her into the United States. Six-month-old baby. Now, this occurred back on March 16th. Smugglers threw the baby girl into the Rio Grande River from their raft, and the Border Patrol and the Texas Rangers saved her. Now, it may well be that these people, smugglers, counted on that to try and escape with the rest of their human cargo. You know, oh, they'll go after the baby and then we can get away. Another story, this one coming on out of Sputnik News. Why is the Biden administration sitting on its thumbs as migrant numbers surge? Well, we know why. They're counting on all these migrants to become Democratic voters by preventing there being a requirement for voter ID anywhere in this country. And it's to basically turn the United States into a one political party nation like the former Soviet Union. Meanwhile, Biden's Department of Homeland Security is rewarding border crossers with one-year permits to live in the United States. Now, in a press conference held this week, former Customs and Border Protection Chief Mark Morgan said the Biden administration has released a total of 45,000 border crossers and migrants into the U.S. interior, and they cannot be touched, and apparently these one-year permits can be extended somewhere down the road, and I think we can pretty much guarantee that that is going to happen. Okay, so let's talk about the gun grabbers right now, and Hillary Clinton has crawled out of the woodwork again. She's trying to invent new rights to take away our existing rights in the latest anti-gun campaign. Now, I don't know about you. I'm sick and tired of hearing Hillary Clinton, and I'm certainly tired of hearing her on these recent mass shootings. And when she was asked to weigh in on the latest wave of mass shootings, Clinton came in and said, you know, all these unsolicited views on how to keep guns out of the hands of bad guys like the shooters in Atlanta and Boulder, Colorado. Unfortunately, those guns were, in fact, legally purchased. Did you see the other day we had a story out there where they're on the warpath against concealable assault weapons? Well, it turns out there is no such thing. It is simply the new scary term. And it may be in response to the fact that people who are gun rights advocates, like yours truly, point out that assault rifles are not really used in a lot of crimes. They're certainly the star of these staged mass shootings to support the anti-gun agenda. But if you're really talking about gun crime, that's mostly being committed with these small, inexpensive, disposable Saturday night specials, which are being smuggled into the United States right alongside the marijuana and the heroin and the cocaine and the migrants as well. But it's a scary term, concealable assault weapon. It really is no such thing. Assault weapons are too big to be concealed. That's why they're not really used in crimes outside of these staged mass shootings. And again, they are just, the government is in a panic. They're afraid of you. They are absolutely afraid of you and desperate to get the guns away from you. It's not working. The FBI's background check system is just, you know, overloaded right now. Gun sales are up. Ammunition sales are up. There are shortages all over the place of ammunition, and the price has gone through the roof. I remember when I was a kid, a box of ammo was, you know, really inexpensive, and, you know, that was great because you could practice your target shooting. Now it's almost a dollar per shot for ammunition, and much of that are taxes imposed by the government to try and discourage people from refining their skills with a firearm. Over in Atlanta, pardon me, they're going to hire another 250 police officers because homicides have surged 58%. Now, the mayor blamed the increase in homicides on the court system, which effectively shut down. People lost jobs, loved one died, and crime began to spike. Currently, 90 new recruits are in the pipeline to become police officers. I think it's a good idea. As long as we teach them the art of de-escalating the situations there. All righty, I'm running short on news, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252. You can talk about anything you want, but I want to hear people's concerns about how likely it is that we're going to see a major, major war in the very near future. Over in Sweden, they have pulled the plug on Bill Gates' experiment trying to blot out the sun to fight global warming. And by the way, we had temperatures in the 20s here in Indiana last night, and we just got notified of another freeze warning for tonight as well. This in the month of April, I might add. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. So Bill Gates wanted to release these aerosols into the atmosphere to dim the sun, and it turned out to be too controversial, and there was a lot of opposition from environmental activists. And the Swedish Space Corporation canceled the controversial geoengineering experiment to determine whether releasing a cloud of aerosols to block the sun could stop or reverse global warming, not to mention the idea of the potential long-term health effects of that that aerosol. At one point, they were talking about powdered chalk as being the material they were going to release into the atmosphere. Perseverance up on Mars is getting ready to have its first flight of the Ingenuity helicopter sometime around the 11th of this month. Okay, we have callers on the line right now. We're going to start with Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I heard you mention Atlanta. Back in the early 90s, we lived in Marietta, which is not too far north of Atlanta. And we used to get down into Atlanta a lot to a place called Buckhead.
Okay.
The toniest section of Atlanta. It's just very upscale. We enjoyed the restaurants and whatever else there. Buckhead, excuse me, wants to secede from Atlanta because crime is out of control.
Okay, well, I could understand that.
Yeah, and I can guarantee you that the people who run Atlanta are going to kick and scream and fight that tooth and nail because they like that Buckhead tax money, but they hate the whites who live there. It's the whitest area of Atlanta.
Okay.
So they like the tax money, but they hate the whites who live there. But I expect that the Georgia legislature is going to support that, and you'll probably end up seeing Buckhead, excuse me, secede from Atlanta and form its own city within a larger cesspool. And that could happen sooner than you think. So watch that. And if that happens, you can probably expect to see that happen across the country in other cities because the other larger Democrat-run cities have lost control of themselves. And the neighborhoods within those cities are probably going to try to secede. And I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. And here in Austin, Texas, I expect you're going to probably see areas of South Austin tell Austin, go to hell. We want out of this. You people are crazy.
Okay.
So that's I don't have much more to say than that, except that we did live there. I know the area. Excuse me. Something went down the wrong track.
Say, are you okay?
I am A-okay. It's just something. It's allergy season here in Austin right now.
Yeah, same here. We've got it. The sinuses are doing that thing, and you know, it's a little intense.
Yeah, and by the way, I put that radio in the mail to you yesterday. I looked up Santa Claus, Indiana, and it looks like a very nice place. I looked it up on Google Earth.
Yes.
And I think it'd be a very nice place to live. I think you're in a very good place.
Well, there are no nuclear first strike targets anywhere around us, and that's certainly to recommend it in these very, very dangerous times.
Yeah, well, I noticed that you live right off of Donder Lane.
Yes.
anyway, it's not a large place, but Indiana to me has always been kind of the epitome of Americana. If I couldn't live in Texas, I would not hesitate to live in Indiana. Indiana just seems like a nice place to live. So.
Well, the people are wonderful around here. Everybody waves at everybody, whether they know them or not. Everybody's very helpful. They're very neighborly. And that's probably one of the best things about this area. Plus, we're just a few miles away from a major theme park with all kinds of roller coasters and things like that, which I have yet to actually visit it between the COVID lockdowns and my medical issues last year. But this year, I'm definitely going to get to visit that park.
Well, I hope you do, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it when you do. So
I'm sure I will. Kelly,
good luck to you.
All right, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have callers waiting on the line, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? How you doing, Mike?
Doing, doing fine.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter to you and Lara. Okay?
I'm sorry. Easter's been canceled. They found the body.
Okay. All right.
Sorry about that.
I just want to do things. When you were talking before about Daniel Ortega down there in Nicaragua, right?
Yes.
He hasn't enforced any of this garbage, any of this COVID nonsense, the vaccines and masks. And that doesn't surprise me because, again, the problem is not socialism. He's very much of a socialist, but he's also a Christian, and he's also a great president of a great little nation who, by the way, are not piling up at our border. As far as I know, Nicaraguans are not piling up on our border at all. They're very satisfied with what they've got over there in their little country. And the same thing is Lukashenko in Belarus, who's also a socialist. And they're doing very fine, and he didn't force this garbage. The problem what we've got in this country is not really socialism, what the criminals in the Biden administration, Biden and his fellow criminals are pushing. It's what it is. It's a hybrid. It's really a hybrid of corporatism, fascism, and communism. That's what it basically is. And it's basically and plain evil. And it is not socialism by any means. Again, if you're going to be socialist and you're going to be for the people and you're going to be really, I'm all for it. It's going to be a nationalist type of thing. We put your country first. Now, as far as what were you saying about a potential for war? Again, by the way, I do think Russia is going to react, even if they go after Donbass. They're not going to tolerate.
Yeah, but if Ukraine goes into Crimea, Putin's not going to be able to not react to that. I mean, he's under tremendous pressure from his own people at home.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to. He has to react to the even if they go into the Donbass. Also, he's got to react. Because he did put the restraining arm on the rebels twice before. Unless he thinks the rebels can take care of business, which is very possible. Maybe they could because the Ukrainian army is very weak.
Yes.
They're basically demoralized. They're very split up. Kind of like our military today, I think, except they don't have 7,000 nukes behind them. Now, as far as this country getting involved, again, I doubt it. However, I can't rule it out. Especially now, I'm hearing more and more states now really doing real audits of this election. Now, if more of this evidence really comes out, they cannot suppress it anymore. And I give a lot of credit to Mike Lindell there, the guy, the MyPillow guy.
Yes, yes.
States are actually doing actual audits now, including Georgia, including Arizona.
Maricopa. Maricopa is getting an audit.
Maricopa County, and there's a couple other states. Wisconsin. I think if that happens.
Hey, Mark, I got to put you on hold. Okay. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after we do station identification.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, And when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.